Let's take your Bibles, if you would, and you can go to 1 Chronicles back in the Old Testament, chapter number 16, or you can follow along if you'd like to. We'll have them up on the screen for you. This is probably one of my favorite times of the year, coming to Thanksgiving and Christmas. This morning, I want to share with you some things about Thanksgiving that are, I think, are really important for us to reflect on and to think about. Next week, we have our missionary to Russia, Brother Flory, will be with us, and I look forward to that. But I wanted to share some thoughts on Thanksgiving with you this morning. You know, as we go throughout the year and as we approach the year's end, at least I do, I begin to think back of the at the year and reflect on it and to see. Kind of the different events, the key events that happened and different things like that. And Tammy and I, we were riding the other day and we began to just talk about some of those things and realize, our year just really changed a lot throughout the year. We really started the year with quite a bit of a crisis with a family member and just having to deal with a lot of things that were really difficult and very, very concerning. And then to watch and to see the Lord bring some deliverance out of some of those things and bring some help along the way. And, be able to be a blessing. Our trip to Israel was wonderful. We've been able to purchase our home this year. And so we can look back and we see, boy, we started out the year with just a real difficult time. And there's been difficult times throughout the year. But the Lord has also, throughout those times, He has blessed. And so that's encouraging. And, each one of us, each one of you, the year 2019, in one way or another, it changed your life. It's affected you in really deep ways, and that's difficult sometimes. And sometimes to see, what the Lord is doing and how He's working and what He's trying to accomplish is really hard. It's hard for us to comprehend and to understand. Some of you are battling with illness, and some of you are battling with cancer, and cancer is back, or maybe it's in remission, or you're battling with other health needs, or maybe even family needs, or financial burdens that you're carrying that no one really even knows about except for you, and you think about that, and it's just such a weight sometimes, isn't it? And we all have that, and it's a time of year that when we look back and we think, I don't know how I would handle these things without the Lord's help. I don't know how I would handle these things without trusting the Lord. Even though I have no idea what He is doing, I have to learn to trust and lean on Him and to rely on Him. In our culture today, our culture is a culture that is not very thankful in its practices and so forth, and it can be very, very, very different. And I think about this, that we're forgetful. A lot of times we're very forgetful about the blessings that God gives us. We're forgetful about the things that He has done. Gratitude, if you would, is something that is missing in most places. And we live in a culture, if you would, of ingratitude, where it's all about me. And people think it's all about them and what they want or what they need. And we have a culture that is really has a lack of appreciation. And we have a culture that I think we have created through our government and through our society that we live in. We have created what we might call an entitled setting, an entitled society where everything is owed. Everybody owes this to me, and I shouldn't have any problems, and everything should always go great. And give me a mindset or give me a selfish attitude that is so destructive and harmful. And we have the mindset that, you know, I deserve this. And I don't deserve any problems, and I deserve everything to go great and to go well all the time. It's so different from what the Bible shows. The children of Israel in the Old Testament is a great example. Thankfulness was a very, very real part of Jewish life. It's a very real part of their culture. Singing, dancing, and praising God. These were major parts of their function, of their culture, of their lifestyle. There were actually priests that were appointed to, that was their job, was to give thanks. That was it. Can you imagine if the church hired a pastor and his job was just to be thanks? Right? His job, hey, we're going to hire a thanks pastor. Right? Well, 1 Corinthians, look at verse chapter 16 and verse number 4. This is what happens. The priests, there were Levites that were appointed. That was their job. That was their ministry, was to be thankful. And it goes and it says, and he appointed some of the Levites, that is the tribe of Levi, the priest, to minister before the ark of the Lord. Look at this now. And this is what I don't think we do enough of, and this is what I was reflecting on, thinking back over the year. To commemorate, that is to remember. And to establish a means of remembering that, to commemorate, to thank, and to praise the Lord God of Israel. That was their ministry, was to commemorate, to thank, and to praise God. Now look at Psalm verse 42 and verse number 4. He says, When I remember these things, look at this, when he remembers the things that God has done, whether they were good or bad, whatever, when he remembers, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me, for I used to go with the multitude, and I went with them to the house of God. Look at this. With the voice of joy, with the voice of joy and praise, and with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. And so in the Old Testament, in the life of the people of Israel, the Jewish life, they were filled with praise, and praise was a very, very important part in their life. It was a very important thing for them to commemorate and to think back, to remember all that God had done for them, all the blessings of God. That was important to them. And when they remembered those things, they didn't just say, oh, okay. No, they praised God. They shouted with joy. They sang. They had parades. They danced. They were celebrating. They were celebrating the goodness and the awesome blessings of God. Well, let's go to the New Testament because that's kind of where we live. We live in the New Testament era, in the New Testament time. I want you to see, first of all, that thankfulness is a reminder. It is a reminder that all we have has come from God. Do you realize that? Sometimes we get caught up in what we don't have, don't we? And we fuss about what we don't have, and we complain about what we don't have. And we forget about the fact that, you know what? All we do have has been given to us by God. You say, well, Pastor, I worked really hard and I did that. Yeah, you did. But you know what? It was God that put the breath in your lungs so that you could work. It was God that gave you the physical ability to do that. It was God that enabled you. And so all that we have, everything that we have, that is all from God. And so thankfulness ought to be a very real part of our life. 1 Corinthians 4 and verse number 7, the Bible says this, "For who makes you differ from another?" And look at this. This is convicting right here. This verse is a powerful verse. And it says this, "And what do you have that you did not what? Receive." What do you have that you did not receive? What makes you different from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, look at this. Now, if you did indeed receive it, if you received it, if it was given to you by God, you received it, why do you boast? Why do you brag as if you had not received it? Church, we must never forget that everything we have, any ability we have, any possessions we have, any health we have, finances we have, all of that has been given to us by the hand of Almighty God. Don't ever forget it. Look at a second thing I want you to see, and trust me, remember Job? It can all be taken away in a moment. Everything you have, it could be taken from you in an instant. Look at the next thing. Unthankfulness is a sin that darkens men's hearts. I don't know if we think about that sometimes, that not being thankful would be a sin. Pastor, that's a little extreme. Well, let's go to Romans chapter 1. Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 1, and I want to read just a brief passage to you. But when we are unthankful, that is displeasing to the Lord, and it is actually sinful behavior. In verse number 18, look what the Bible says. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who," look at this, "suppress the truth in unrighteousness." Verse number 19, "Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has," look at this, "God has shown it to them." Listen, church, God has revealed himself through creation. We call that general revelation. He tells us that if you go out and you look at the planet, you look at the mountains, you look at the ocean, you look at all of the things around us, you look at the bugs and animals and how all of that functions together, you can clearly see the attributes of God. They're clearly seen. And so when we think about that, he says, you know, we ought to be thankful, but he said there are those that they suppress the truth of God. They ignore it. They refuse to receive it. Now look at verse 20. "For since the creation of the world, his," that is God's, "invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are," look at this, "without excuse." Now, look at verse 21. "Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor," look at this, "were thankful." Do you not think that thankfulness is a very important thing to God? It absolutely is. And people suppress the truth of God. They ignore it. They see it in creation. They know all men, I believe all men, realize they are accountable to a God. They are accountable to a greater being. They may not understand all of the things of the Bible, but I believe that every human being that has ever been on this planet realizes at one level or another, one point or another, that they are responsible and accountable to their Creator. And they know these things. And it says here that these folk were suppressing the truth of God, refusing to hear it, refusing to acknowledge it. They were suppressing it, suppressing memories. You don't want to think about it. There's people, they don't want to think about God. They don't want to think about the things that God does for them. They don't want to think about the character of God. They don't want to think about being accountable to God. That one day they're going to stand before God and give an account for what they have done in this life, whether they have received Christ or whether they rejected Him. And it says they suppressed the truth of God, and neither were they thankful, but look, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. When we allow unthankfulness to be the rule of our heart and our life, when we forget that all we have received, when we forget that all we have has come from God, when we suppress the blessings and the truth of God in our lives, and we stop being thankful, it darkens our hearts. It hinders our walk with God. Look at a third thing here. Thankfulness. Thankfulness should be a natural part of every Christian's walk. Do you realize that? Thankfulness ought to be a very natural thing for every believer. It ought to be very natural for us to be thankful for all that God does for us. It ought to be a very natural thing for us to be thinking and thankful for what God has done. Look at this here. I want to look at this. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 15. This is a powerful, powerful verse. In 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15, it says, Thanks be to God. For what? For His indescribable gift. I'm going to do a sermon on that coming up before Christmas. But thanks be to God for what? For His indescribable gift. It ought to be a very natural part of the life of a Christian to be thankful because of what we have received, because of the salvation that we have in Christ. Being thankful ought to be very, very natural in our lives. Look what he says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. It says this: In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything, give thanks for what? This is the will of God. It is the will of God for you and I to be thankful in all things. You say, Pastor, be thankful even in the tough times. Be thankful even in the bad things. Be thankful. Yes. Now, is that easy? No. Is there a secret formula to do it? No. Other than to lean on the Lord. Other than to realize that, you know what? Even though I don't understand what God is doing, He knows what He's doing. Amen? Even though I don't understand what God is doing, He knows what He's doing. I don't understand why people have the illnesses that we do. I don't understand why my eyesight's as bad as it is. I don't understand, you know, why some people are born and unable to walk. I don't understand why some tragedies happen in some families, and it just seems like tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. I don't understand all of those things. The only hope that I have is that I know the one that does. I know that I trust God, that God knows exactly what he's doing. And that his hand is in each circumstance, each situation. And so it needs to be a real part of my life that in everything that I'm giving thanks. Why? Because it is the will of God. It is the will of God for me to do that in Christ Jesus for you. Look at Ephesians 5, 18, or 20. It says, giving thanks always for all things. There it is again. Doggone it. I got to give thanks in everything, all the time, in all things. Always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, here we go. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word, that is in whatever you say, and whatever you do in word or in deed. Boy, I'm going to puberty today or something, right? My voice is going high for some reason. Too much yelling, maybe. Just need to calm down. Oh, I don't know what's happening. All right, maybe I'm going to get a cold this week. And I'll be thankful. Have to now, right? Preach like this, you got to, yeah. I'm kind of scared of this coming week, all right? But it says, in whatever you do, in word or deed. So in our speaking or in our action, we're to do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. So, when we're about to say the thing that we're about to say, are we able to say that and to do that in the name of the Lord Jesus? Is that what the Lord would want us to say or to do? Is that what he would want us to say or to do in that situation? And then it goes on, and it says, giving thanks. Giving thanks to God the Father through him. Giving thanks is a very natural part of the Christian life. Yeah, I mean, we just looked at like four scriptures that tell you to always do it and to do it in every circumstance. Now look at a fourth thing. Fourth, thankfulness. And this is really important. Thankfulness is one way the knowledge of God is shared. Our thankfulness is the way the knowledge of God is shared with others. You know, other people are watching you, and they're watching your trial, and they're watching your circumstance, they're watching the difficulties, they're watching you in the times of blessings, they're watching you in the times of struggle. They're watching you. They're always watching you. And more important than that, they're watching you. The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are always on us. Now, think about that. Because people are watching you, the Bible says to always give thanks in all things. So now that these folk are watching you and they know you're a believer, they know you're a Christian, they know you say you love the Lord, you go to church, they know that. And they're watching you when a crisis comes and when things happen. And they're observing. What are they going to think? What are they going to see? You see, probably one of the greatest ways of witness that you and I have is to share our gratitude towards God, even with the lost. Even when a lost person hears you, being thankful, even in a difficult situation. Oh, I'm not talking about being silly about it. I'm not talking about, oh, I had a flat tire today, praise the Lord. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when they're watching you go through crises, when they're watching you have a bad day, what's your attitude like? Do you have an attitude of gratitude? Are you grateful for what God has done? Do they watch you give thanks for your food before you eat in a restaurant? Do they watch you, you know, when some bad things happen financially or something happens to you? Do they watch you, I'm not sure what God's doing, but I'm thankful that He's in control. Right? I don't know what He's doing, but I'm thankful that He's in control of my life. That shares the knowledge of God. That expresses the knowledge of God. You see, let's go to Psalm, I think it's Psalm 57 and verse 9. This is another example of the Jews and their practice and their religion and that they're practicing their faith and so forth. Look what he says in verse number 9. The psalmist here says, I will praise you, talking about God. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will praise you among the peoples and I will sing to you among the nations. Not just in Israel, but among the nations. Israel was to be a people praising God, exalting Yahweh, lifting up the Lord, their God. And he says, I will praise you among the people. I will praise you among the nations. That Israel's praise in Israel. How many times did God deliver Israel from their enemy? Over and over and over. And he's going to do it again. Psalm 100 and verse number 4. He says, enter into his gates with what? With thanksgiving. When you enter into the Lord's gates, when they came to praise the Lord, when they came to worship, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with what? Praise. Not complaining, not bitterness, not wrath, not anger at God, not self-pity. Not ingratitude, not unthankfulness. No, enter his courts with praise. Be thankful to who? To God. Be thankful to him and bless his name. That's the job of his people. That's the responsibility of us as a church is to be a thankful people for all that God has done, even whether we understand it or we do not understand it. God is always at work, and that our thankfulness is actually even an instrument that God uses to share the knowledge of God with the people around us. I want to share with you a sad story. There is a story of a beautiful woman in New York City who had a young child. And they lived in an apartment building, and she had stepped out of the apartment for a while, but when she came back, I don't know, I can overthink it. I don't know what happened, but I don't know why, you know, maybe she left her child there or whatever. I don't know all the details, or maybe, I don't know what happened. But anyway, this woman, she had left her apartment with her little child, her baby, at the apartment, sleeping. Maybe she just ran downstairs across the street, you know, New York City, the grocery store, was coming right back. But anyway, as she approached the apartment again, it was on fire. It was on fire, and people were coming out of the building, and they did not know that her baby was in there. And so she just blew right past the people outside, and she ran in, and the building's on fire, and she grabs her baby, and she rescues her baby and brings it out and saves that baby's life. But in the meantime, she gets a very serious third-degree burns, real bad, on her face and her body. She ends up severely deformed, scarred. But she rescued this child. Now, we're going to go about 20 years down the road later. And she and her daughter, who is now a beautiful, beautiful young woman, they're on a ship and they're taking a trip together. And as they're traveling on this ship, there happens to be a lot of cute guys. Eye candy. Okay? And all of these guys, I mean, this girl is beautiful. She's really attractive. So they're all kind of flirting with her, you know, hanging out with her. And she's really enjoying the attention. The sad part is that her mother comes out onto the deck where they are. They're kind of all milling around there. And all the eye candies, they look at this woman, severely scarred and deformed from the fire of rescuing her daughter. And they said, "Who is that?" And the mother overheard the daughter say this, "I don't know. I don't know." Her mother was scarred and deformed to rescue her out of that burning apartment building. And then in front of all of these people, she does not even recognize it and says, "I don't know." That just shattered the mother's heart. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? Now let me ask you a question. Do we not do the same thing to the Lord Jesus? When we deny Him, when we don't acknowledge what He's done for us, we don't acknowledge that indescribable gift that He has given to us, and we have opportunities to share thanks, we have opportunities to be thankful, to give thanks, and we don't. Aren't we acting just like her? The Lord says, "Be thankful. In all things, be thankful." Would you stand with me this morning? Every head bowed and every eye closed for just a moment. I want us to take a couple of moments to think and to just kind of consider what we've been talking about. Do we find ourselves complaining? Oh, I know that there's times when I certainly complain. Do we find ourselves complaining? Do we find ourselves sometimes unappreciative? If we're not careful, can we find ourselves always wanting? Always wanting something we don't have, or we're just always wanting. That should not be the life of a Christian. That should not be our life. A life of ingratitude and always take or give me this, give me that. That's not to be the life of a believer. We're to thank God. We're to thank God for all that He has done. Whether it be good or whether it be bad, all that He has done and all that He is doing in your life and my life. And maybe you're here this morning. I don't know the heart's condition of each one. I think most are believers. But maybe there's one or two here, three, I don't know. Maybe you've fooled everybody and you've gone to church your whole life, but you know deep down in your heart, you have never really received that indescribable gift of salvation that Christ offers you. You've never received that, and you know it, and the Lord convicts you. My friend, would today be the day that you would open your heart and say and humble yourself and say, you know what? I need to be thankful that God sent His Son to die on the cross for my sins, that I might have salvation. I'm going to humble myself and receive Him as my Lord and Savior. Maybe that's you today. Maybe there's others that you've received the gift of salvation, but there's areas in your life that you're not being obedient, you're not thankful. Maybe there's some you need to follow the Lord in believers' baptism. That, you know, that's your step of obedience. That's your public testimony of saying, I've received Christ as my Lord and Savior. I want to express my thankfulness and my gratitude for my salvation and be obedient to Him. I don't understand it all, but I know I should be obedient. Maybe there's others this morning, you have other needs. Maybe you have other burdens in your family, in your life. Maybe nobody else knows about them. But maybe you just need to come and put them at the altar and say, Lord, I've had a tough time being thankful, but I know that's what I'm supposed to be. I know I'm supposed to be thankful. And ask the Lord to help you in that process. If any of these might be decisions that you'd like to make today or need to make, I invite you. I'll meet you here at the front. We have other people that will pray with you, talk with you if you would like, or you can pray by yourself. But as we pray in just a moment, if God's spoken to you, don't wait. Step right out and come. You'll never regret being obedient to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. You will never regret it. Father, as we come before you, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us. Lord, I pray If you're speaking to hearts today, Lord, I pray that you would help us to be obedient to you and to step out and to walk with you. And we pray it in Christ's name. Amen.